It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A transgender woman died at Rikers Island earlier this month. 27-year-old Laylene Polanco had been incarcerated there since being arrested on misdemeanor assault charges. The Department of Corrections says she was found unconscious in her cell and that so far an investigation has found no sign of violence. But her family is not satisfied with that explanation, and activists say it highlights the danger people face merely by being trans. Rosa Goldenson is a reporter with the news site The City. She joins us in studio now. Rosa, good morning.
Hi.
So first, tell us about Polanco. What do you know about who she was?
She was 5'3", Dominican-born, according to DOC records, and she was a member of the House of Extravaganza, which is a preeminent dynasty of the ballroom community mm-hmm. in the city. And her friends describe her as bubbly, spunky, full of life.
Okay, now she was arrested back in April and declared dead on June 7th. The lawyer for her family says Rikers officials knew she had a seizure disorder, that she in fact had been receiving medication for while she was in Rikers, but that she was left unmonitored in restrictive housing. What's known right now about her death?
Yeah, the medical records I don't have access to. Mm-hmm. Her lawyer has said that what I know from the Department of Correction is that a jail officer noticed her around 2:40 p.m. on Friday. They say unconscious in her cell. Mm-hmm. They noticed that she was unconscious at that point. So and within about an hour, they had officially pronounced her dead in that cell. And that's a solitary cell that she would have been held on in a restrictive housing unit where she's sent as punishment for her role in a fight. And those are units where people are held alone for a minimum of 17 hours a day.
Now, you recently wrote Laylene Polanco died on Rikers Island in lieu of $500 bail.
That's right. Yeah. So her bail actually, it was on two cases. It was on initially set on the 2019 case, which was a dispute with a cab driver where he told police that she had bit his cheek when she didn't pay a fare. We obviously don't have her side of the story. Mm-hmm. And also a 2017 case, which was an undercover cop arresting her for an alleged offer of oral sex for money and for allegedly having a crack pipe in her pocket. Mm-hmm. So those two were packaged together on this $500 bail a few days after the recent arrest that she would have been released on that, but the bail held from the original 2017 case. So yeah, she did not have $500 bail posted for her. She didn't. The bail fund, for reasons we haven't gotten, did not pay it, mm-hmm. But she had failed to appear in court before. That may be part of it.
Now, Polanco's death appears to be underscoring some concerns right now about safety of trans women of color and the relationship between them and the criminal justice system. And this comes just as people are celebrating Pride. Also, there was a formal apology by the police commissioner for Stonewall. What do you see about this relationship between law enforcement and the LGBT community?
Right. Well, this whole chain of events starts with policing, with an arrest for alleged sex work, and everything follows from there. And all the sort of off ramps that were supposed to help then remove her from the criminal justice system after that, like a transfer to human trafficking court, which is supposed to be for the prostitution charge for victims and other kinds of alternatives to incarceration. None of them actually took her out of the system, mm-hmm. So it really raises questions about how the system deals with people.
So just finally, Polanco has a pretty vocal group of supporters speaking out for her. There's national advocates, friends from the ballroom scene that she was involved in. What are they asking from officials? What would justice for Polanco actually look like?
I can't speak for them, but one thing that I know everybody wants right now is information. The Anti-Violence Project, which is organized around this, has talked about also closing Rikers and a formal investigation, mm-hmm. independent. But the first thing that I know the family wants is information.
All right. Rosa Goldenson, reporter with the news site The City, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.